I reckon we've got a good case to actually get that funding, both from state and federal sources. The actual funding application is split up into a number of areas. So first and foremost is about our infrastructure assets, actually upgrading them to a quality that we will know will keep it be sustainable for the ongoing future of the railway. Two is for an upgrading and increasing the experience that is here at the Don River Railway site. So interpretation centre, new catering facilities, a big roundhouse to actually store the locomotives and rolling stock under so it doesn't deteriorate anymore. So that's that side of it. We've then got money in the grant application to do some restoration work that will actually allow us then to run trains onto the mainline, because as TasRail and the rail regulator are quite right, they will be insistent that we are offering something at the highest level of engineering capability. So there's a significant amount of funding for that. And then there's additional funding to provide assets on TasRail, which is essentially loops at Penguin and Devonport, that will allow us to run round our trains and for the TasRail trains to pass our trains.
You know what you're talking about. You've got the credentials. Can you give us a quick round? I mean, we caught up a couple of weeks ago, but for those that haven't heard of you yet, what's your background?
My background, I've been involved in heritage railways, heritage steam rails professionally for over 30 years. I came from running the Ffestiniog Railway on the North Wales coast back in the UK to acting as the project manager for the West Coast Wilderness Railway, or as it was then known, the Apt Railway. I did that for 7 years and then went across to the mainland to run Puffingbilly Railway up in the Dandenongs, which I'm sure many of your listeners have been on both of those railways.
So when it comes to asking for $17.2 million, you're probably the bloke that the bigwigs should be listening to. So where will that get you? If you know, why should you be given that money? What's the return?
Well, the return is not just for the railway. I think that is important to state. We've had one of our consultants involved, SGS Economics, has pointed out quite correctly that the community benefit, both from just a general benefit as well as a financial benefit to the local community, is significant. So, for example, when we attract an extra 20,000 visitors on the railway, they're all spending in the area. The consultants estimate that the demand shows that there will be an additional 22,000 bed nights here in the Devonport area. Now, we don't provide bed nights, so that's all additional revenue for our tourism product here in Devonport and in the, on the northwest coast.
And what about future employment? Is there scope there to perhaps, broaden your employee base there?
I think that absolutely there is. As you're well aware, and your listeners will be well aware, we are a significant volunteer organisation. That won't change. But as we're moving towards a seven-day operation, there will be a need to have more permanent staff to facilitate what the volunteers want to do and allow us to run a seven-day operation to service the demand from the visitors.
It's no secret how tourism works. We want to attract people to our neck of the woods. We want to keep them here for longer, so they spend more money. I know that we've been looking for that jewel in the crown for a long time now in the Northwest. And it's been really under our nose the whole time, hasn't it?
Absolutely. The Don River Railway has been here just over 50 years. And as a consequence, as you say, it's been right on the doorstep. What we need to do with this funding is bring it right to the cutting edge of visitor experience demand and actually create something that's not just good for the railway, but it's good for the area both tomorrow and for the significant future.
You had a volunteer workshop here last week where you encouraged people from the Northwest to stop on by and see how they can get involved in the railway. How'd you go?
We're very, very pleased with the results. We've got a number of people that we will be in touch with again this week, and hopefully we can see them down here as permanent volunteers in a number of different roles.
That can be from, operating the cash register behind the counter at the shop. It can be the cleaner or even driving trains. Is that right?
Yeah, we will teach people to drive the trains. Obviously, to drive a train takes a little longer than a few hours instruction. But absolutely right. Guards on the train, train attendants, drivers, firemen, people working in the workshop. You know, we've got a lot of semi-retired people that are looking for a hobby. So, you know, where they've come from, say, a fitting, turning background, there's something that they can get their teeth into here down at the Don.
Well, Eamon, it's a vision that I really do hope comes to fruition in the next little while. I think you were quoted as saying, you know, if it doesn't happen this time round, the boat may have sailed.
I'm of the view that the timing is absolutely right. The Don itself is ready for a funding injection. We're seeing a growth in tourism as we come out post-COVID. The Tourism Tasmania are looking for greater regional dispersion, so pushing people into the northwest coast and the area. People on the mainland are looking, in all probability, to holiday at home in the next few years. So, yeah, for me, the timing is right to actually put in for this funding and get these plans to fruition.
Also worth noting that it's not going to be a burden on the public purse moving forward, is it? It's fully self-sufficient, right?
I think that is absolutely key to this. The actual, all the financials show us earning a profit from year one, and we can actually manage and sustain that development, maintenance and ongoing costs of running the service here at the railway.
That is so good. If anybody wants to see or hear more about the plans for the future, just stop on by and have a chat with you guys there.
Absolutely. We're open currently 4 days a week, but it'd be lovely to see anybody down here, particularly on our volunteer days.
Lovely. Eamon Seddon, General Manager of Don River Railway, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.